Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. We are going to continue our history lesson from yesterday's episode. So I hope you're ready for that. We're in Romans chapter 4, and we're building a case right along with Paul the Apostle for why our righteousness before God does not depend on our good works. That's an important thing for us to understand because every day we feel the pressure to live up to this expectation we have in our own minds of what God expects of us. But you see, what God expects of us is very different from what we think He is expecting. You see, we think God expects us to live up to some amazing, holy standard that we really can't live up to. And the reason we can't is because we are fallen. We don't have the righteousness of God within us, that righteous character that produces righteous action. And God, in His wisdom and mercy, He understands that. And He has never, from the beginning of time, set it up such that we are to perform to receive righteousness or to become righteous. In Romans chapter 4, Paul is showing that to be true. He's already shown it in the first few verses by going back to our spiritual forefather, Abraham, and showing that he did not attain righteousness through his good works. And he's going to say it now through a quote from the Psalms, where David said this. In verse 5, he says, "To the one who does not work but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness," just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works. So you get that? David speaks about this in the Psalms, that God counts righteousness to us apart from works. And he says in verses 7 and 8 of Romans 4, quoting the Psalms, "Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin." Now, do you see in those verses, David never says that God does not count our lawless deeds against us because of something we've done. It says God simply does not count them against us. David doesn't fully flesh out how it happens. But Paul goes on in verse 9. He says, "Is this blessing then only for the circumcised," or the Jewish people, "or also for the uncircumcised," non-Jewish people? He says, "We say that faith was counted to Abraham as righteousness. How then was it counted to him? Was it before or after he had been circumcised?" So he's saying, was this because he was a Jew? And he says it was not after he was circumcised, but before he was circumcised. He received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. So he's saying this isn't a matter of being Jewish or non-Jewish, which really mattered in that day. He's saying this is a matter of who it is who's making you righteous and on what basis that righteousness is being given. The purpose, this is continuing in verse 11, "The purpose was to make him," Abraham, "the father of all who believe without being circumcised, so that righteousness would be counted to them as well, and to make him the father of the circumcised who are not merely circumcised, but also walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised." So let's just boil all this down. All this talk of circumcision could confuse it for you. He's saying Abraham received God's blessing of righteousness before he ever did any righteous acts the Jewish people were required to do. Righteousness does not come by our righteous acts. It comes by the blessing of God through our faith in Him. So today, you can say to yourself, because I trust in God through Jesus Christ, I am righteous. You don't have to perform to get God's favor today. Prepare yourself for this day in that mindset. This is not about performance. This is about living out who God has already made you to be. So go and be that person today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.